Mitch and Matt with me, Mitch and Matt Hancock's. Mitch, just before we start, recovered from last night?
just about. I'm still very tired, but yeah, it's more upset with myself for missing the penalty, but yeah, oh well.
The lads came straight to you though, didn't they? They, you know, put an arm around you.
Yeah, say Robbo Caddy, I can just come up straight away and say, look, don't worry about it, just get on with it, keep your head up. So it's hard, I was trying to keep my head up, keep a strong face, but inside I felt like I wanted to cry, like I'd let the team down, but say it was a bit unlucky with all the penalties. So.
Did you get the atmosphere from the terraces that we all did? It was amazing.
Yeah, I say as soon as we got the equaliser, you knew like we can either push on or look, we're all extremely tired, say both teams, so say penalties would probably be the best thing to do, but say a bit unfortunate missing mine, but say it was a bit unlucky with it all, really.
You were there, Matt, as well. Enjoy it.
I was, yeah. I was sat in the crowd, begging for it not to go to penalties. it's not what you want to see your little brother taking a penalty. No way. No.
Were you always going to take one?
Yeah, as soon as the
you struck it well enough, though, didn't you? Just a foot below, and he ain't got no chance.
I couldn't have hit the ball any cleaner. Yeah. It's just if it was 3 inches below, hit the underside of the bar. It's just a bit unlucky. But so as soon as the whistle went, I looked over the gaff and I was pointing to myself, saying, "I'm going to have one straight away."
I was going to say, Matt, you must be proud of him making his debut for the club you support.
Oh, of course, yeah. When he came on last year against Huddersfield, as a family, we were over the moon. Last night was a different level, really. You feel kind of sick and sick with nerves kind of for him, kind of walking up. We knew before it went to, before we got to the ground, if it went to penalties, we knew that if Mitch was on the pitch, he would volunteer to take one. We knew that. So I was hoping and praying that it wasn't going to penalties, but...
He's proud of you, Mitch. You must be proud of your brother, though.
Oh, yeah. Say what's happened to him in the last 2-3 years. It's been huge, like life-changing for the family. But say we've all come round, and it's good to see him. That he's doing really well since what's happened.
Matt, I mean, the risk of going over it. Just talk us through. You know, we sit here and we read all the papers and we see, and sometimes it's like a movie for us. You know what I mean? It's not real life because we see all these action films and we see. What's it like out there? And you know what happened?
It was just another day out there, as far as I was concerned. I'd been out there 6.5 months. Yeah. I'd got 2 weeks left. Yeah. Better late than never, as they say. But it was just another day out there, doing what I'd done, or we'd done as the collective, 150, 200 times before that.
Did you on the day though, when you were shot, was it a typical ambush thing?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I was the first bloke, walked around the corner, and there we were. So kind of had a bit of a Wild West quick draw, and thankfully, yeah. Thankfully, thanks to all the medical provisions, the boys on the ground, the whole system, I kind of...
Can't believe you had a photograph taken. I can't believe that. They shot at you, your picture took with the lads, brilliant. But they got you back here to this hospital, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They brought me back to the Queen Elizabeth. I knew nothing of it at the time. I was airlifted. I was helicopter evacuated off the ground to Camp Bastion, where they initially did the life-saving treatment. Like I say, at that stage, I was put to sleep. I woke up kind of about 12 days later in the Queen Elizabeth, and their treatment of me was world class, absolutely world class.
You can't go back on active duty now, which is. How do you feel about that? Because you're a soldier; it's your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was my life. It was more than my life. It was my career, my job, and being in the military is kind of. It's not a career. It is very much a way of life. Obvious occupational hazard. Go to war. These things happen, but. I'm kind of over that now. I'm ready to move on. I'm still in the military for now, but I'm ready. Probably next year I'll be leaving the military, but I'm ready to move on now. They've done what they can for me. I've had a real good time. I've been really well looked after since, and the time will be right to go.
You're fully fit now?
Fully fit as I can be. I'll never be never be 100% like I was before, but I'm as good as I can be, and I'm happy with that.
What is today all about? Just explain what today is all about.
Today is about raising awareness for the Blues kind of Armed Forces Day on Saturday, and also you know, bringing awareness not just for the whole armed forces and with the whole remembrance time of year coming up again, but also for the hospital, hopefully to, you know, raise awareness and ultimately, you know, funds for their charitable causes as well.
So on Saturday at the Charlton game, there's going to be, I mean, you'll be hopefully playing, Mitch.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully playing, if selected, of course. We have to say that. I think Gaffer will be after us. But obviously, it's going to be a, you've got a job to do. But you're giving away tickets to the game today to I think, a lot of armed forces personnel can be there. But there's bucket collections. You've got poppies on your shirts.
Yeah, so it's great for the club to do that. We link up with the charities and try and make as much money as we can for them, and to say pay our respects to the armed forces and past and present. And then it's like get the name out for the hospital and say poppies on the shirt. So it's a great thing to do, and everyone around the ground. It's nice to see it on the shirt as well, because it only happens once a year. So it's a really nice gesture to do.
Is it very special or more special for you because of your brother being in the Marines and what happened to him?
Probably so, yeah. So it means a lot more to me now than it did, say, a couple of years ago. But I say it still means what it means, like to show respect to the armed forces over there now and in the past, and then the charities that are there to help the people or even the families as well. So
it's amazing, football and armed forces. A lot of differences, but a lot of similarities. You rely on your teammates, you rely on your pals. It's very similar, Matt.
It is, yeah. I mean, yeah. Football, as last night showed, was a, you know, it's a team game. It's very much a team game on the ground. Mitchell showed certain characteristics last night. I mean, I know we did his best Stuart Pearce impression, but
and he had to pick on the biggest, didn't he?
yeah, and that. Some might call that little man syndrome, but it takes balls to step up and take the penalty as a young lad. And I mean, we just do our job. But there's a lot of similarities kind of in that respect.
Are you going to miss it? Miss serving?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course I do. I can't change what happened. I've got no regrets about what happened. But absolutely, you miss the lads and everything goes on.
I was going to ask you, are you aware of just how proud everybody is of our armed forces here, back here? Are you, as a soldier, are you aware of that?
I wasn't probably a couple of years ago, more so now. There's been a good influence from America, a good thing that America's kind of brought over here. I've even had some people say thank you, which was almost unheard of before. The public support now is behind the armed forces is growing massively.
And so it should be. Good luck with what you're doing at the weekend. And you're at university now?
I am, yeah. I'm at Coventry University now, which the MOD are funding me through to help me find a new career. So
And married now?
Good. Married now recently, yeah, as well.
Unbelievable. It's how life changes. But, yeah. you know, you are here, and, you know, a lot of your colleagues aren't, you know, who've sadly no longer with us. You are here, and you'll keep that memory alive, won't you?
Yeah, I'll keep that. I'll never forget the poppies there to ensure that everyone else that maybe doesn't quite fully understand, they'll never forget the sacrifice laid down by those, not just my friends and colleagues, and those way, way back, World War One, World War Two. As the anniversary of World War One next year, it's all about not forgetting those guys, and it was their sacrifice that allowed us to, you know, live how we do today.
And I suppose for you, Mitch, you'll always keep a ticket for him, won't you?
Yeah, always. So he's got my season tickets, him and his wife, so he'll always be at the games.
Well done, guys. Well done. Cheers. Thanks.